Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:15 now, joined by Mike Dettelier, our friend, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Hey, Mike, how you?
Fine, Tommy. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tim tells me in my ear that Tampa Bay lost last night, and if Carolina wins, they take the division lead. But that doesn't – it can matter in a way as far as, I guess, motivation, but it doesn't matter about who matches up against who, right?
Yeah, that's correct. But, man, they got an opportunity because last night – the Bucs blew it again, and this is now back-to-back games against NFC South opponents that you had a shot here, and you've let it slip away. You talk about a team that's in free fall right now. It's the Buccaneers, and they seemingly cannot put a W up on the board against Atlanta, who was playing with no confidence without their second-best offensive player in Drake London, and they torched them on offense. They really went after him. They could not stop the Falcons' offense. In fact, the Falcons' offense stopped themselves more than anything else. So Carolina's playing for a lot, and you got a shot here.
Tell me what's different between the first game and this one.
Well, the Panthers, who are built on running the ball with Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard, they couldn't run it worth a lick against the Saints. Brandon Staley's defense shut that down. They said, you know what? If you're going to beat us with little Bryce. Beat us with Bryce Young. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't buy yardage against the Saints throwing it. But, man, he's had this entire Carolina Panther team, everybody's got, you know, a little shot glass, at least, of being inconsistent. They are the ultimate full glass of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde with the Panthers. Mm-hmm. You don't know which team you're going to catch. I just finished doing two shows out in Carolina, and they feel the same way about it. They want to run the ball. And so you know you got to stop the run against them. And then they have these king-size receivers from Tez McMillan, Xavier Leggett, Jalen Coker. They all 6'2 to 6'4, and you got a 5'10 quarterback. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, hey, that first time it worked. Stop the run and force Bryce Young to be the guy to beat you. I think they've had 9 different offensive line combinations this year. I mean, mm-hmm. they like the Saints.
Yeah,
they've been all over the board across the offensive line, but they found a way to win, and Bryce has played well. Games are close in the fourth quarter.
Did Rico Dowdle play in the first game? No.
Yes, he did. Didn't play. But I'll put it to you this way. Saints slammed the door. Brandon Staley slammed the door on them. They could not run the ball at all. And you could see almost a little bit of panic late in the third and into the fourth quarter that they knew they couldn't run it. They just were winging it, and again, Bryce, he was wildly inaccurate. But, Tommy, when you watch them play, you're not sure what you're going to get out of them from game to game and almost quarter to quarter with the Panthers. This is a team that goes on the road and beat the Packers, and then they upset the Rams, who were the hottest team in pro football at that time. And, you know, they lose so bad against the Saints and other teams that they don't play well. Almost unexplainable how this Jekyll Hyde syndrome that they got. And again, they got a glass full of it, how they've done this year. The way the NFC South has measured out this year, it wouldn't shock me at all. They end up winning the division.
Mm. Well, let's hope not. Let's hope not. At least not with a win this Sunday. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Mike Dettelier. We'll talk about some matchups and more. He's our WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Of course, we'll have all the action for you here Sunday on WWL as the Saints take on the Carolina Panthers. Look for the sweep. Game day starts at 11 o'clock. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, Caesars Book, Sportsbook First Take. Then at 1 o'clock, you can join Bobby Hebert and Steve Geller for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff inside the Dome, Loge Level, Gate B, Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Then at 3:25, kickoff with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, one of the best broadcasting teams in the business, Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, join the Cajun Cannon for the Point After, live from the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5400 Vets in Metairie. If you love football, we got 10 hours of it. Wall-to-wall black and gold coming your way Sunday. Saints-Panthers on WWL, live on the free Odyssey app, 820. Traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Saints taking on the Panthers on Sunday, trying to sweep them this year. Mike, that was Tyler Shuck's first start when the Saints beat the Panthers. They didn't know what they were looking at. Maybe they didn't know what they had in store for him. They got some tape on him now. Thoughts on how that's going to differ the way they defend against the Saints offense?
I thought what he does well, the Saints really put the exclamation point on it against Carolina. Because I really believe that Tyler Shuck's game is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Built on, I think he throws the middle range to deeper pass really, really well. That's his forte. I think he's gotten better in the short game, but really what he's built on, medium range passing, a little deeper downfield. He hits the big pass to Chris Olave over J.C. Horn. He hits the big pass play to Juwan Johnson for a touchdown. You got to cover that. The Panthers, they're okay on defense. They're a middle-of-the-road team on the defensive side of the football. Derrick Brown is a tremendous player up front, big man. But they don't necessarily have great pass rushers. And the way they play sometimes defensively, it gives you a shot at hitting that big play toward the middle of the field. And so that part hasn't changed. And I think Tyler's gotten better. Also from that game, since that was really his first opportunity to play, these games have normally been close. they've been decided by the big play. Because I thought when they played him the first time, those two big passes, Juwan Johnson, Chris Olave, were the difference in that football game. For the Panthers, what they want to do, they want to run the football and hit a big play with Rico Dowdle. That's what they're built on. They kind of break you down little by little, and then bang, they hit you with the long run with Dowdle, and he ends up in the end zone. So, yes, they've got tape on him, but also he had success against the Panthers. And I always believe in when athletes, when they have success against a team, it kind of carries over a little bit. It does. Bryce Young has struggled against the Saints. When you go back throughout the time frame, he has really struggled against this football team. But they're so schizophrenic, there's no telling what you're going to get. But the reason he's been schizophrenic a lot has been the fact the Saints have been able to stop the run against the Panthers for the most part.
Tell me about Devin Neal. What'd you see out of him last week?
Man, he's a tough, hard-nosed back. I watched him in college. Man, he gives you everything he's got on every play. Tommy, the most impressive thing with him, he picks up the blitz as a blocker. A lot of rookies, because he was a lead back at Kansas. He was the guy. They don't necessarily know a lot about blitz pickup. Watch him. He blocks like a veteran for his quarterback. And so I've always felt he would be a really good number two back in the NFL. Now, he's forced now to be the guy because of Kamara's injury. But, man, I love his style of running. He is tough. He's got really good vision. And for not the biggest back, doesn't he always fall forward? You see a lot of guys, they get hit they sideways or they get pushed back. Watch Devin Neal. When he gets hit, he's always forward. And that is something that is more of an instinctive thing with him. I think he's a good player that can really help this football team, not only this year, but in the future.
Devon Vele, big difference maker this week?
I would hope so, because I think everybody was, when are they going to get him involved in the offense? And it took forever. And then you saw 2 weeks ago he got very much involved. Last week the same way. Because of his size and his ability to work the middle of the field. And I think that is the weakness of the Panthers. To hit that middle range pass, that's where I would hit it with Vele. And I think he might have a pretty good game. And this might be a little bit more higher scoring game than people think between these two teams. And I think it comes down to a field goal.
You want to pick a winner?
Well, the Panthers are 2.5-point favorite in this game. You know, if they hit the field goal, then they win it by three. If the Saints win it, then they cover. No, I think it means so much for the Panthers. But the way they've played this year, it wouldn't shock me at all that they drop it and then really muddy up the NFC South. They win it. Man, it gives them an opportunity. They play the Bucs twice down the stretch.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Dettelier, we'll take a break, come back, talk about lighting up the lighthouse, and then we'll talk with Walt Leger with New Orleans & Company about their 10-year plan to make New Orleans a better place for everybody. That and a whole lot more, so stay tuned. Dave Cohen right now with WWL First News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.